88.5 KPLU presents Bird Note. Bird Note from Seattle Audubon. The tide is midway between high and low. Small, tern-like gulls, Bonaparte's gulls, have formed a chorus line at the water's edge. Side by side, in only half an inch of water, they're stomping their feet as fast as they can. Under this pummeling, an abundance of tiny marine invertebrates, a smorgasbord of shrimp, is being stirred up for the gulls to harvest. Is this a learned behavior, or were they born knowing how to forage cooperatively? Most likely it's innate, but no one knows for certain. To envision a Bonaparte's, think of a gull only half the size of our common glaucous-winged gull, and one with a delicate black bill. At this time of year, its head is all black, like a vanilla cone that's been dipped in very dark chocolate. But that won't be for long, for it begins a gradual transition back to the white head of winter. When it comes to eating, we humans also have some pretty interesting flock behaviors. But it's hard to imagine a more nutritional dance routine than that of the Bonaparte's gull. There's more to learn about Bonaparte's gulls when you find us on the web at birdnote.org. I'm Frank Corrado for Seattle Audubon, connecting people with birds and nature.